Josh, what's up with rhythm games?
Everything. They're boring now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I know. I felt like today, after playing Rock Band for like 2 hours, I was kind of done. I'm like, I don't mean just like done today, I mean kind of cosmically done with rhythm games.
The songs can get boring, but I don't think you can say the platforms.
So what about Dr. Feelgood? I hear that's a good song.
It is, but I've played it like 80 times at this stage. It's a good song, but it's not good enough for me to want to play it anymore.
For me, for the songs that I still like, I really like playing them still. I don't think that's been the tracks over time.
Yeah, I just feel like that there needs to be more like meta game to it to make the actual rhythm game part of it feel a bit more worthwhile.
Wasn't the whole point of Rock Band that the fact that it would just be a sort of a jukebox of game of like, hey, let's play Rock Band, here's a list of games.
Were you about to use the word platform?
Yeah, platform.
Yeah, it's like I was saying earlier, I think the word platform is complete bullshit. Like, I swear to God they just made that up. Like, what game isn't a platform now? You get DLC for everything. That's just bullshit marketing speak for, hey, let's put more stuff out on this.
It's still very limited, though. As you were saying earlier, like...
If it was like Spotify or something where you could search like through any song and it was like more... It was like procedurally generated but good, like audio surf but better, then I could understand it being a platform. But it's just like we're putting out so many songs a week and.
Well, if you think of the grand scale of things, they put out a few hundred songs now, which seems quite a lot. But like, if you compare that to like how many songs are out there, it's like.
Billions.
Barely scratched the surface. And I think that, like. Yeah, like, I agree with you that it does get boring after a bit, but I don't think I'm wholly against the genre yet. I just think that it needs to expand a bit more so I can play more of the songs I really like playing and get that awesome feeling of rocking out to your own song rather than playing a load of shit hillbilly 70s cover wank songs that I don't really like and have never heard before.
I feel at this stage, though, that the more inventive rhythm games are the ones coming out on like portable... On systems, a bit like Rock Band Unplugged actually looks kind of cool, the way that you switch between the four different instruments in one game.
That's much more of a game than any kind of like, hey, we have a party going on, play some Rock Band.
I think you can take something away from that and put it back into like the main console games.
You want more metagame, don't you, Sam?
Well, I do. I like metagame, as well. But at the end of the day, like what you said is that you like the inventive. You like the more inventive ones, but I don't necessarily need it to be more inventive. I think the core of what I like about rhythm games there, like, you can just keep how it is in, like, Rock Band at the moment and don't introduce any more, like, extra things, because sometimes I think that the extra things take away from it. I didn't like the kind of, like, the weird fretty.
I know, but, like, the thing is the way that I'd want to improve them really isn't within the gameplay itself, it's in making you feel that your character has more value and that you can invest more in it and like have the metagame and all the extra gameplay elements outside of the playing the music itself, but like as like if it's like an RPG layer to it or something.
Well, it's okay. Like to me, like it feels like you've got someone's giving you a DVD player and then only a handful of videos or DVDs for it, and you've seen them all, and like there's a few that you like and you'll watch again, but like most of them, you know, you watch them once and then you'll never watch them again. And I think for it to carry on being something that I'll carry on doing repeatedly in the future, I need more access to more films I like, so more songs that I actually like playing. And because my taste is a bit outside the mainstream, I don't think that that's going to happen anytime soon.
You can only play that Modest Mouse song so many times before you want to use a screwdriver to bore your own brain out of your skull.
So what do you guys think of like Rock Band, the Beatles Rock Band, where they've taken like this whole kind of like learn about the Beatles and it's all Beatles, like through their entire progression?
That's good, but
just
I
use the gameplay for Rock Band.
Like I like the Beatles, but I don't care nearly enough. Do you mean just about the premise of that in general?
Like if it was about a band you do like.
Yeah, so...
Well, that would be cool, but they're only ever going to do it for the absolutely massive bands and...
Therefore the least interesting to you.
Yeah, they might do...
A Foo Fighters one.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Like, that's about as close to the kind of music I would like for one of those things. I was going to say, it's not like I really like the Foo Fighters.
And you're not going to get your Coheed and Cambria one, no matter how much you want.
Yeah, exactly. Sadly. But it seems weird, like, that the main Rock Band games and Guitar Hero are offering, like, they're trying to be as inclusive as possible by having lots of different music, and then these ones are, like, really... Like, specific. Really, really specific. It's like they're trying to do everything.
Well, I think this is the last time that we'll see the specific ones.
Guitar Hero are doing even more of
them. Yeah, but I think that sooner or later they're just going to realise that, okay, we're going to have to go with the automatic thing and let people turn their own songs into...
Kind of like Lips did, I guess.
Yeah, but... so, I mean, that technology is going to have to come. Yeah. Else people are going to get bored with the genre and they'll stop playing it.
You mean like we already are?
Yep.
Oh, well.